how have you been doing staying at home? Yep, it's close to a year, but my next guest for sure has found her silver lining, and she presents it in book form. Brenda Fettig Murphy out of Kalamazoo joins us, squiggling through COVID-19, how this artist kept from going nuts during the pandemic, exclamation mark. So I turn to you, Brenda, welcome you, and I like that squiggle on the front cover. Good morning to you, Brenda.
Good morning, Shelley. Thanks for taking the time to talk with me. What would you like to know about squiggling?
Well, I first start with a bit about you and certainly the talents that you have in our community with your BA in chemistry, but yet, oh goodness gracious, your MA in mathematics education, and yet here we are talking about squiggling. So life is an adventure, I trust, in your world.
Yes, it is. I think it's a lot of the left and right brain thing going. And finally, the artistic side has taken over. I did teach geometry, and I think part of the teaching of math has influenced how I do some of the artwork, especially the abstracts.
Thank you. When did you literally get into art, Brenda?
I've always been interested in drawing and painting. I've sort of done that all my life, sketching and so forth, and I've taken art workshops and art classes, and when we've gone on trips, I've taken sketchbooks along and recorded the trip that way. It's a much more personal experience if you take your own little sketchbook along and put drawings and so forth in there. But I've done a lot of mixed media. One of my friends said, oh, you're a cafeteria artist, because I do all kinds of different things. I worked in different mediums. A lot of artists do one kind of thing, like pastels or oils or acrylics, or they do landscapes. But I just like to try a lot of different things, however the spirit moves me.
Wonderful. I see you have attempted to answer the question, what is art, through your work, of course, at the KIA, Western Michigan, Oxbow Art Workshops in the U.S. and France. But was there a pause button that was pushed in 2020?
Well, we had to stay at home. I mean, we were confined, and I have an art studio in the lower level. So I found myself, after watching enough TV and reading books and so forth, I went down there and just picked up a pencil and started drawing. I basically closed my eyes and started just making designs and so forth. And then I filled them in with different colors. And after I'd done a few, I started posting them on Facebook and asked people, like, what would you title this, or what do you see here? And I was really surprised at the responses I got. So then after I'd done that, I did it for many days. I thought, well, I could put this together in something, and started putting a book together. But then in the book, I thought, well, what is this doing for me? It's actually giving me a focus and a purpose every day. And it was a relaxing time. And I think people are really stressed with everything that's been going on. And this for me was a place during the day where I could sort of relax and just feel better. And that's sort of what the aim of the book is. Like, everybody should try and find some time during the day if they can. I know it's hard for a lot of people, but just to give yourself a few moments of relaxation and peace, and just to feel better.
Wonderful. Brenda Fettig Murphy on the line. Yes, her book, Squiggling Through COVID-19, How This Artist Kept From Going Nuts During the Pandemic. What squiggle graces the front cover, Brenda?
Oh, that's called Goody Two Shoes. It started out just as circles and sort of designs, but then I sort of embellished it quite a bit. And to me, it looks like different pairs of fancy shoes. So it's Goody Two Shoes.
Well, share another of your squiggles, if you would.
Oh, well, let's see.
Because there's text to your work as well. Here's one. Everybody loved her. Here are a few of her titles. Bummy, Dashian, Bunny, Big Butt. There we go. Marlene Dietrich by Picasso, Beyonce Bunny, or ... She looks kind of happy.
She is. Well, she's probably having a little margarita or something in her glass. That was, in the book, you can see the original drawing. In some of the pages in the front of the book, I've put the original drawing so people could see how it started out. and then how it ended up. So if you can just look at a drawing that you do like that and just color it in or turn it upside down. Because sometimes when you look at abstract art, you can do a lot of different things with it. So Bunny is one of the favorites. The other one that people have reacted to is one in the back. It's called I Had a Really Bad Day.
Yes, you see that.
That
it's
one,
kind
that
of...
one has...
Day 43, I had a really bad day, as you mentioned, and we're just squiggling all over the map. And, of course, you leave us with a couple of pages for ourselves to try making our own squiggles, Brenda.
Yes, in the back. I mean, I think that's the whole idea of it. Look through this and get an idea of what you can do yourself. And if you're right-handed and you feel that you aren't an artist, try drawing with your left hand. Do the hand that you don't use. It's much more uninhibited that way and freer. So you'd be amazed at what you come up with when you try something like that.
You bet. Are you also the CEO of Whimsical Gift Ideas, Brenda? Do you also wear this hat?
Oh, well, I had that as a website for some of my other drawings. I have a shop on Etsy. Some of my drawings have been made into cards and mugs and so forth. So I have a shop on there.
Very nice. Are you still tutoring?
Yes, I do. I still tutor math, geometry and algebra. Actually, geometry seems to be really popular. I think that's a hard subject to teach, not in person. So I think doing that by Zoom or online like that is more challenging for kids. So more tutoring.
In bed. Well, challenging for kids in the math world, and yet your silver lining with the challenges as an artist. What else will you be working on, Brenda, as we continue the role of the pandemic in our lives?
Oh, I'm not sure. I may try some things in the kitchen with cooking. Definitely more art. Maybe different mediums. That's maybe oil instead of acrylics. Oil has always been something that I've been hesitant to try. So that may be an option for me in the future.
Wonderful. Well, I imagine one of your themes is for us to find our own squiggles and to continue finding our ways in these times. How do we find out more information or get your book, Squiggling Through COVID-19?
Well, my book is for sale on Amazon, and it's at the Kalamazoo Institute of Arts Gallery Shop.
As it should be. Thank you, Brenda, for your good work. Take care of Kalamazoo, and I guess, as they say, keep on squiggling. Take care.
Thank you.